Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's nothing holding me back.
It's Entertainment Schmick.
Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today.
Get
the Emmys last night and your big winners. Actually, some surprises. So I mispronounced it yesterday. It's the Marvelous Mrs.
Maisel.
I think it's just Maisel.
Maisel. I think it's Maisel.
I don't really know.
You would think after all the wins last night, we would still know how to pronounce. We would know how to pronounce it now, but we still don't. Best comedy series, best actress, best supporting actress.
I was so happy Tony Shalhoub didn't take one. The Emmy loves him.
Was he up? Emmy's again?
Yes, he was up for that show.
Yeah, for best supporting actor.
For Monk?
For best supporting actor, but it ended up going to Henry Winkler.
Yeah. One of the best moments of the night, I think.
Yeah. Awesome. It was sweet.
I only have 37 seconds. I wrote this 43 years ago. Okay. Can I just say, Skip Brittenham said to me a long time ago, if you stay at the table long enough, the chips come to you. And tonight, I got to clear the table.
It was really sweet at the very...
And the kids, Jed, Zoe, and Max, you can go to bed now. Daddy won!
By the way, Courtney looked it up. His kids are 35, 42, and...
And they're not living with Daddy anymore, I don't think.
But like you said, he wrote it years and years ago.
I know, it's so cute.
He won that for the show Barry on HBO that stars Bill Hader. Bill Hader also won Best Actor for that show.
Wow.
And then for Best Drama, really, it was all over the place. We talked about how there are so many great shows nominated, and Claire Foy won for The Crown, which is great since she's not going to be reprising that role. They've aged her out of it.
Karen Landrum is not happy about the
I'm not
characters.
Happy about it either.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Rhys for The Americans won for Best Actor. Peter Dinklage for Best Supporting Actor for Game of Thrones. And Thandie Newton for Westworld. And then Game of Thrones won for Best Drama. No surprise, I think, to anybody.
And what did you say, Tim? Only two... shows that are on network television picked up anything last night?
During the actual broadcast, two shows on broadcast TV, which are Saturday Night Live and then the guy who directs the Oscars won an Emmy as well.
Glenn Weiss. And the reason we know his name is because when he won the Emmy for directing the Oscars, he got up during his acceptance speech and proposed to his fiance.
Love it.
He brought her on stage and gave her his mother's ring.
Just kind of cool because he's obviously like invested in the telecast. He's like, what could really put this thing over there? Fine, I'll do it.
Yeah, right. Everyone's like, really? Do we really need this award televised? And he's like, yeah, we do.
I'm going to need you guys to trust me on this one. I've got something planned.
And his mom was like, hey, that's my ring.
Betty White came out on stage, 96 years old, and... She had a little trouble delivering her speech. Some people were a little concerned.
I wonder why. She's 90.
Right!
Yeah.
Mm. And then, as far as Emmy wins, Netflix tied HBO for the most wins with 23.
Wow.
It's the first time a streaming service has
been honest. That's not that many considering how many shows they make in comparison to how many shows HBO makes.
Good point.
That is a good point.
You know?
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, show to win ratio.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's a big discrepancy between the two. Amazon, because of The Marvelous Misses, won 8. And Game of Thrones had the biggest of any show with 9. By the way, on the red carpet, Chrissy Teigen addressed this. She actually put it up on her Instagram story to begin with. And her mom confirmed that we've been saying her name wrong this whole time.
I'm tired of living this lie. It's Tigan. Isn't it, Mom?
Yep.
I told you, it's Tigan.
But she said she doesn't care. Everyone's going to keep saying
it wrong. And she says it like that.
She does, too. She got tired of correcting people, apparently. Wow. So she said, sorry, Dad. We're going to keep calling it. We're going to keep
saying change it now.
Tegan.
That's rough.
Too far gone. Julie Chen leaving The Talk. She'll make an announcement in a pre-taped message on today's
That's
show.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. And on the red carpet last night at the Emmys, Alec Baldwin said that his niece, Haley, and Justin Bieber did indeed run off and get married.
Really?
Thanks, Uncle.
Yeah.
Alex.
Yeah, I know, right? Don't anybody tell Uncle Alex. He has such a big mouth. Too late.
I thought he and his brother, Haley's dad, didn't really talk anyway. So that would be weird if he knew that,
I
right?
Know.
Right,
yeah.
Maybe he's closer with Justin Bieber than he is.
Yeah, Alec. And, yeah.
And then Kanye West announced as the musical guest for the season premiere of Saturday Night Live. It's in just a couple weeks, September 29th, and Adam Driver will host.
I'm in. What?
I like Adam Driver. I just did not like him as Darth Vader.
Kylo Ren.
He didn't play Darth Vader.
Whatever. Yeah. Whoever he was.
He was like the whiny
character. It was distracting
on,
to me.
He was the whiny character on Girls with a Halloween costume on.
Yeah.
Keep the mask on.
And he kept taking the mask
off. Right. Now
keep
kept
the mask
fine.
On. You know when Darth Vader took his mask off, he died.
Right. Kylo Ren, like every couple seconds, is like, I have another thing I want to tell you, Dad. I don't like that. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll whine a little bit more in 8:40. And of course, if you ever miss the Schmig or anything else on the show, you can listen to it in podcast form online at y98.com, Apple Music, Google Play, and wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Lance Hildebrand now with your favorite look of traffic.
We don't often lead with items in St. Genevieve, but hey, any excuse to play this one.
The kettle on the loose again.
Yeah.
The kettle on the loose.
This is becoming too much of a regular
problem. The kettle on the loose again. Some kettle on the loose.
You think they do it just for the song?
Maybe.
I think
Cattle listened to the show a lot. Yeah. And it's like, I just want to be on the Courtney and Company show. Just want a little shout out. Hey, St.
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today.
Do it!
Little local Schmig Family Feud contestants on today. The Memick family from St. Louis.
Hey, hey.
And then Wednesday, September 26th, the D'Amico family from Gray Summit.
All right.
Cheer them on. Also locally, Taylor Swift at the Dome at America Center tonight. I've already had people say, what time does she go on? Well, I mean, her ticket says, 7 o'clock or something like that? She has two openers. So, based on what I'm reading online, and this is not set in stone here for St. Louis, the concert apparently starts with Charlie XCX opening at 7. Then around 7:45, Camila Cabello is the second opener. Depending on the venue and the weather, Taylor's set will start between 8:30 and 9. They say the weather because a lot of them were outdoors.
Outside, yeah.
Show ends between 10:45 and 11:15, depending on when she starts. So if you don't want to miss anything, get there at 7:00. Julie Chen leaving The Talk. She's making the announcement in a pre-taped message on today's show. Online at Y98.com, the trailer for Mary Poppins returns. And wait for it at the end, Dick Van Dyke.
It's so cool.
Not going to say anything more. You have to see. The role that he's not the chimney sweep anymore. Hmm. He's wearing a suit. Very respectable.
I wonder if Julie Andrews shows up. If Dick Van Dyke.
Don't you think?
They didn't show it in the trailer, but that doesn't mean she doesn't show up. Game of Thrones won Best Drama Series at the Emmys this year, and the Amazon show The Marvelous Mrs. The Marvelous Mrs. M won for Comedy Series. By the way, Sketch Variety Series went to SNL, and Best Variety Talk Series, you know, all the late night talk shows, went to Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Wow.
There was a proposal last night at the Emmys. The guy who won an Emmy for directing the Oscars, Glenn Weiss, got up and proposed to his fiancée during his acceptance speech. He gave her his mother's ring. His mother had just died 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
I know. Netflix and HBO won the most Emmys last night with 23. And who knows, next year Facebook could win an Emmy because they have a series premiere tonight called Sorry for Your Loss.
What?
Elizabeth Olsen, younger sister of the Olsen twins, trying to pick up the pieces of her life 3 months after her husband's death.
Where do you watch that?
8 Whoa. O'clock on Facebook.
Weird.
Weird.
I don't know how this thing works. Just go to Facebook.
I mean, what a great platform for a show. Yeah. Everyone's on it.
Yeah.
Instagram keeps popping up like, watch this show. Watch this IG original show. No, I don't want to watch an Instagram show. Just want to watch my friend's stories.
Yeah, right.
Let me get back to my stories.
Tim's brother is very, you know, his stories are really good.
Yeah, my brother's latest Instagram story is about the weekend he spent with my dad, and it's pretty funny.
Burt Bacharach is
they
involved.
Saw Burt Bacharach, and then he's about to unleash, they went on the TMZ tour. Apparently, my dad loves TMZ.
What time does he watch it? At night?
I don't know. But and apparently, he does an impression of the voice that's like, we caught Justin Bieber outside of Hollywood.
I can't stand it.
So, Chris Convey on Instagram. Check that out.
That's hilarious. Does your dad know we do like the same thing called Schmig?
Yeah, he's a huge Schmig fan as well.
Oh, okay.
He likes the visual. And again, he likes the voice.
I don't know about that. Speaking of voices, Melissa Villaseñor, Alex Moffat, and Mikey Day have all been made regulars on SNL. Melissa Villaseñor, when she does that skit where she's in bed with a guy.
Yes.
I know it's supposed to be funny, but that voice is crazy. Crazy. I shouldn't be one to judge. Roseanne Barr giving another interview about the Conners, and she reveals how her character will die in the new season. Opioid overdose.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they alluded to that in the first season.
She said it was her idea to have her character struggle with a drug addiction, but she never intended on dying
because
of it, and she doesn't like it.
You know, I have to say, that has to be tough for her.
Yeah.
This show was created all based on her brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all these people got their big start, or only start, based on these characters they portrayed.
Yeah, and it's still going on without you.
Drugs can be a terrible thing.
The Paley Center salutes This Is Us on NBC. It's a one-hour special from the first two seasons, and I believe they're going to rerun it before the season premiere on September 25th. Tom Cruise, pictures of him on the set of Top Gun 2. By the way, the plot line, he's a teacher to Goose's son. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Oh,
I like it. Yeah,
man, I'm so pumped.
And the photo has a spoiler alert as well.
It does?
Yeah.
Tom Skerritt?
No.
What is it? Just
I
tell
used
us.
To have such a crush on Tom Skerritt until you made that gross movie with Drew Barrymore.
Oh, yeah, where
Poison Ivy.
He played the character too well. Right.
Yes.
Ugh. And then just a bizarre thing during an Emmy pre-party between Tom Arnold and Mark Burnett, who's the producer, you know, behind The Apprentice and The Amazing Race, all that stuff. Apparently, there was some big altercation. Mark's side says that Tom started throwing, you know, punches, and Tom says they instigated the fight. But apparently there were a ton of celebrities that were witnesses. Kevin Bacon, Billy Eichner, Patton Oswalt, Allison Hannigan, and Jeff Probst, the host of Survivor, broke up the fight.
Yeah.
Nice work,
Probst. And Roma was there, and
Roma
she
Downey.
Posted something about it.
Yeah, she said she got a bruise thanks to Tom Arnold because she's married to Mark Burnett.
Yes.
Wow. And then Brian Fogel was there with Tom Arnold, and he was videoing the whole thing. They think he was doing video for Tom's new show, which is all about trying to release the Trump tapes, which he believes Mark Burnett is in possession of.
So he ambushed him.
Yeah, and it seems like he wanted this thing to be big because it premieres this week.
Oh,
so he's like, it premieres the week after the Emmys. I'll track him down. And who knows what actually happened.
Right.
But I think the timing of it is
suspect.
Yeah. All these celebrities, though, being called as witnesses by the Los Angeles Police Department. I know. We'll see how it turns out. Maybe some... I-98. Man, this is a big deal. I ran out of time to mention it in the Schmig, but Bob Seger announces his final tour today. And 42 years ago today, Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry hit number one on the charts. Oh. Courtney wrote down top five favorite songs ever.
Worst.
Least. Wild Cherry?
Oh, worst. Oh, I thought that was favorite.
Are you sure it's not favorite?
I dislike that song so much.
Oh, man, so Play That Funky dancing. Music hit number one on this day. And Courtney's boyfriend, Mr. Nick, who's vice president / secretary of the Bob Seger Silver Bullet fan club.
That's right.
It's going to be super stoked.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I know. It's a sad day for us.
By the way,
yeah.
It says very few tickets remain. So they announced this a while ago.
Yeah.
But they're just letting people know?
I don't know. Maybe you have to be... I'll ask Nick.
I feel like we talked about this a while back.
I think he... It might be a formal announcement that it's his retirement tour, but I think he was noising
around.
Always
going to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. New dates go on sale Friday, September 28th.
Oh.
Well, excited.
Think of all the people who've retired multiple times. Cher.
Yeah, she's
John.
Back. Oh, yeah. She's back. No, these were already on sale. A few tickets remain. Very confused. All right. On this day, we're going to do birthdays and on this day. You're going to guess how long ago this was.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
On this day, David Letterman did his first top 10 list.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
1982?
Oh, I'm going to say it was like probably 33 years ago.
Which probably 33 years ago. It was 33, wow. 1985.
Wow. Oh. I may have seen this, but I didn't remember the year. I really didn't.
85. 31 years ago today, Fatal Attraction came out. 14 years ago, Britney Spears married Kevin Federline on this day. So if you celebrate an anniversary today and you're still married,
you beat them.
Good for you.
14 years ago?
Yeah. Oh.
Doesn't it seem like it should be longer?
Yeah, it felt. I was going to say.
I don't know why. Yeah. I mean, she's lived like a bunch of different lives since then.
Yeah.
She sure has.
How old is Jason Sudeikis?
43.
Yep.
Whoa. Yes.
Okay. How about Lance Armstrong?
50?
No. 47?
Yes.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow, Tim.
Have you seen these?
No.
All right, let's go for the three-peat.
Yeah, Tim. You go first.
How old is James Marsden?
Oh, yeah. There are two James Marsdens. Isn't Spike? Isn't that his name too?
Oh, you're talking about from Buffy.
You're talking about the other James Marsden.
That James Marsden, I bet.
No, the one that's in Westworld.
Okay, yeah.
The Cyclops.
Yeah, the non-Buffy one.
Right, the 27 dresses, wasn't he in
He's
that?
He's not in Buffy?
No, Buffy's a different James Marsden. I don't even know if that's his name, but it's similar.
45.
You got it.
No, I did not.
Did I really?
Yeah.
45? Seriously?
Yeah.
Three.
Go buy a lottery ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.